There are more than 100,000 people unemployed in WA, so it seems ridiculous to think there are jobs going begging, but that seems to be the reality. The National Skills Commission surveys employers around Australia on a regular basis, and their latest data shows that the top jobs in demand right now are retail sales assistants, child carers, and truck drivers. But when it comes to the positions they find most difficult to fill, child carers are at the top of the list, followed by welders, and then truck drivers. And when they asked employers why they couldn't recruit people, more than half of them said it was because of a lack of applicants.
The next common reason was getting applicants with a lack of experience. So I wonder if you're an employer and the jobs that you are struggling to fill are ones that you can share with us. And if you're looking for work right now, what's the biggest challenge you face? 1-300-222-720. Yesterday, the Prime Minister dropped a hint on Sydney Radio suggesting the doubling of JobSeeker might have something to do with it.
We can't allow the JobSeeker payment to become an impediment to people out and going doing work. Getting extra shifts. And we are getting a lot of anecdotal feedback from small businesses and even large businesses where some of them are finding it hard to get people to come and take the shifts because they're on these higher levels of payment.
That's Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Well, Mark Mazza is the CEO of Express Group WA, a trucking company based in Bunbury that he started with his wife 27 years ago. Mark, good morning to you. Are you finding it hard to fill positions at the moment?
Good morning, Russell. Yeah, look, there is a bit of a lack of skilled applicants. That's the key word, I think, is the skilled and having the adequate licences. That's the real issue.
Why is that a problem? Is it costly for people to get those skills or takes too much time? What's the issue?
Yeah, look, Nadia, that is the issue. It is an expensive exercise to attain your licence. And there is a disconnect from the education system into our industry because of the licensing, the way that it's structured to your age. So that a person needs to first get their HR licence, which is a heavy, rigid licence. That can be anything between $1,800 and $3,000. And it's purely up to the individual to attain that. Very few transport companies are willing to assist in that because there's no guarantee that that person's going to stay with them. And for that reason, you really only assist people to get their licence if you know that they're going to be a stable person that's going to stay with you. So there's a lot of issues there that we need to solve. And I think the state government announced yesterday that the Southwest Regional TAFE and Colliers just put together a new pilot scheme to train people from the get-go for a five-week intensive course. And we're hoping that this might be a pathway into an apprenticeship system for our industry to professionalise our industry a bit more.
So would that do it for you, Mark? If they went through that course that the Premier talked about yesterday in Collier, they'd come out with the HR licence at the end of that?
Yeah, look, it would. There are a few other hurdles that we need to work through. If I employ a person under the age of 25, insurance-wise, I'm at risk because they will not recognise that person's skill level as being high enough. And I don't know why that is, because 25 is quite a good age to be in the industry. A person with less than 2 years' experience, now I can be hit. If they have an incident, I can be hit with an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in excess on top of the $5,000 excess on a road train. So I could be up for around about $15,000 to $20,000 excess.
Have you seen any evidence that the lack of applicants is because people are preferring to stay on welfare like the Prime Minister is hinting?
I don't. I honestly believe that it's the pathway that there's a problem into our particular industry because of the licensing system. I believe that if a lot of people that were on the dole were given the opportunity to get their license, then we would see a lot more people entering our industry. The industry is it's a great industry to be a part of. It's rewarding. The pay, look, the per hourly rate, it's not as good as mining. But the opportunity to get solid hours, good solid days worth of work, the overtime is there. Look, my people range between $80,000 and $130,000 a year.
That's not bad at all. Mark, have you had more applicants than usual in the last few months?
In the last few months, yes, there's a few people that are coming back from other industries that are struggling. They're getting back into the transport industry, but we don't know how long they're going to stay with us. That's the thing. When their industries pick back up again, they do have a tendency to go back into those other industries.
Mark Mazza joining us there from Bunbury, where he runs a trucking company. You know, $80,000 to $130,000, if you're qualified to be able to drive a truck, is pretty good. 1-300-222-720, if you would like to call up.
Hi, Darren.
Hi, yep. Yeah, no, I'm just a ceiling draper, run my own business, and I've got ongoing ads in Gumtree. Two of my employees actually quit because of the dole. One was just a bucket boy learning a trade. He's getting $800 a week, and he more or less said, I get $600 a week off the dole, what's the point? So he took off. And even now, I just can't get kids, just basic kids who want to cook. Simple as that.
And Darren, how do you feel about that attitude?
Oh, it's crazy. You know, I'm old school. I was bored to work in this world.
I'm a truck driver, says this listener, in the Great Southern, and I average $80,000 to $100,000 a year. But I'm out of bed at 3 a.m. and it's 70 hours in 5 days. It is not a lifestyle that everyone wants, and that is why it's hard to get drivers.
Ashley joins us. Hi, Ashley.
Listen, I'm currently chasing work in the truck industry, but I'm struggling to find work in the industry. Now, I've summed up all the money myself. I've done my licence myself. I've done all my tickets myself. Driver's medical, the whole box and dice. I'm ready to hit the road. Most people want to poach people. They want people with other people that other people have stumped up the money to train.
Yeah.
Right. So how do you get the experience, though? You've got to start somewhere. That's the problem.
Exactly. I'm more than aware that you have to start at the bottom of the rung and work your way up. Happy to do so. However, it's a matter of getting your foot in the door.